Well, the government's plan to give all state schools up to $400,000 each for extra property maintenance could end up in court. Integrated schools have been excluded from the deal, and they say that breaks their agreement with the state. The schools are fully funded by the government, but their property is owned by a third party, such as the Catholic Church, and they want their share of the $400 million handout. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Andrew Pozniak is the principal of St Bernard's, a small Catholic primary school in the Wellington suburb of Brooklyn.
So, do you want to come out here? Yeah, here's a great example.
We could do some money for the grounds, because there's potholes around the school. Not that I'm saying that the school is falling down, it's at really good standard, but there are areas where we need extra resources.
The school is tidy and well maintained, but like pretty much any school in the country, some of the property needs a little work. Andrew Pozniak says he wasn't happy to find out that the government has blocked schools like his from its scheme.
I was very surprised because we get a certain amount of money from the government for maintenance, but it's never enough. And I was surprised that the state integrated schools didn't get it. And then I looked to see how much they were getting, and a school our size would be getting $50,000, which would go a long way to fixing certain problems around the school.
There are 330 integrated schools, and the organisations that own them can charge attendance dues, which are compulsory fees to cover property costs, while the government pays for their teachers and property maintenance. The chief executive of the Association of Proprietors of Integrated Schools, Paul Ferris, says he was surprised they've been left out of the funding boost.
I was hoping to go to the detail and find that that was an oversight in the announcement, because in every way in our legal agreements we would expect to be treated the same way. That's the partnership arrangement we believe we have with the government. Because it's maintenance money they're giving, then we would share in maintenance money given out by the state.
The Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, says he excluded integrated schools because they can charge attendance dues to keep their property up to scratch. But Paul Ferris says he shouldn't be treating integrated schools differently, and people are angry and upset.
We have formed a partnership with the government in the delivery of education. Our parents have put nearly $4 billion of capital up to the government to use free of charge to deliver education to kids in New Zealand. And the government agreed that they would maintain the schools on the same basis as state schools. This is part of that deal, and we should be there.
Paul Ferris says the association is exploring its legal options. Meanwhile, the principal of John Paul College in Rotorua, Patrick Walsh, says schools like his could increase their attendance dues in order to keep up with state schools, but they shouldn't have to.
That's a possibility, but I think that the big push of this government is around equity and access. So we would be loath to do that in the sense that we don't want to exclude people who have a right to choose a state integrated school to attend by putting up fees where they're financially excluded from them.
Patrick Walsh says he hopes the government's policy is not the beginning of a divide between state and state-integrated schools. Mo te hōtaka o te ahi-ahi, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.